He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, June 16th, and that would be the second day of minicamps for the Texans. Well, tight end Owen Daniels continues to be holding out from these minicamps, and head coach Gary Kubiak isn't pleased, but he said the troops are moving on, and he refuses to let this be a distraction. Also in the news, well, that would be defensive end Connor Barwin, who really has caught up so quickly despite missing OTAs because of school. Kubiak has been very impressed with what Barwin has shown on the field in these 2 days.
Well, like I said, yesterday, he's faster than everybody right now, and so I try to keep that in perspective because he should be. I mean, all these other guys have got many days under their legs, but he's very strong for his frame or being a 265-pound guy. I love his work habits, and he fits right in with our team, what he stands for.
Do you feel like he's knowledgeable about this position?
Well, he's had 1 year, you know, so to sit here and say that he's got all the knowledge he needs to move forward, I think he's got a long way to go from that standpoint, but he's got a hell of a teacher. And so with Bill, you know, I think he can make up a lot of ground.
Now, Barwin says he's trying to do his best impersonation of the Texans' defensive foe, and that would be Kyle VandenBosch. Yes, Barwin was receiving a lot of DVD materials from defensive line coach Bill Kolar, who encouraged him to emulate the Pro Bowl defensive end.
Yeah, a couple of guys that are like a guy like Kyle VandenBosch from Tennessee, who's just a guy that has an incredible motor. Other guys like that, Jared Allen, type of guys that, you know, don't slow down, don't necessarily have, you know, any real certain patented moves, but are good at a couple different things.
And finally, the Texans announced on Tuesday that they have formed a deal with the Texas State Lottery. And when the season kicks off, Texans fans can go buy $5 scratch-off tickets and win up to $100,000 in cash prizes. Texans president Jamie Roots talked about the deal after practice.
Well, this is a relationship that allows us an opportunity to do a lot of things, including being, you know, it's good for the franchise as well. It's a chance for us to engage our fans, a chance for us to reward our fans with these types of prizes they can't get anywhere else, and a chance for us to do something great for education in the state of Texas.
As always, thanks for listening. Back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.